From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, August 8th. Enloe Health in Chico is closing its home health and hospice programs by the end of October. The medical center says the decision allows Enloe to use its limited resources for other outpatient healthcare services. The closure is expected to impact 75 employees. Enloe says it will partner with Butte Home Health and Hospice to provide nursing, rehabilitative, and hospice care for patients. Officials say the collaboration will help patients easily transition from the hospital to home care, give them more access to those services, and reduce readmissions. In other news, Republican U.S. Representative Doug LaMalfa and Democratic U.S. Senator Alex Padilla are working across the aisle to give states and local governments more time to use federal emergency funds for rebuilding infrastructure after disasters. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a closer look.
LaMalfa and Padilla are co-sponsoring companion bills that would extend the deadline for states to begin projects for repairing and rebuilding things like roads and bridges. Right now, states have 2 years after disaster to start projects using federal highway relief funds, or they risk losing the money. But complicated rules and red tape often slow things down, putting those projects at risk. The proposed bills would extend the time limit to 6 years, giving state and local agencies more time to get those projects started. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And Chico residents can voice their concerns to their congressional representative next week. Republican Congressman Doug LaMalfa will host a town hall at Chico's Elks Lodge on Monday. This comes as hundreds of residents have picketed near LaMalfa's office in recent months, urging the congressman to have open dialogue with community members. Large signs and banners will not be allowed in the building. The event begins at 7:30 a.m. Also, COVID-19 infections are on the rise in California. According to reporting by the San Francisco Chronicle, positive test rates in the state doubled in July. The numbers are still relatively low, but the rate of increase is concerning to public health officials who attribute the spread to the appearance of several new subvariants. People congregating indoors to escape summer heat may also be a factor. Officials remind people to stay home if sick, wash hands often, and consider wearing a mask in poorly ventilated public spaces, and to be sure to stay current with boosters. Additionally, the City of Chico and the Chico Arts Commission have announced the 2025-2026 Arts and Culture Grants recipients. The 1078 Gallery received just over $1,000 for its second annual Northern California Mock Cat Show. Chico Art Center and Maker Radio both received over $2,500. Chico Art Center for its Art Cafe project and Maker Radio for Maker's Muse 2025. Of the 19 applications, 16 projects received a total of over $38,000. Not all projects received full funding due to resource limitations. The initiative is funded by 1% of the city's transient occupancy tax and supports local nonprofit arts and cultural organizations. And some of California's top artificial intelligence companies are partnering with the state's K-12 schools and colleges to prepare students for job skills using the new technology. Cap Radio's Gerardo Zavala reports.
Governor Gavin Newsom says the initiative aims to expand AI training so that students have practical, job-ready skills, not just traditional degrees. He spoke at a press conference in San Francisco.
You don't need a fancy degree necessarily to do extraordinary things. And as we all know, it's not how much you know, it's what you're going to do with what you know that matters most.
California Community Colleges Chancellor Dr. Sonia Christian says the training is already ramping up.
We have Microsoft boot camps all across California in the different regions. We're bringing in Microsoft Copilot. We're bringing in cybersecurity workforce training and very practical skills to our faculty to keep up with the changes happening in industry.
Officials say this effort will help prepare a broader and more diverse workforce for the new AI economy, keeping California competitive on the global stage. Newsom's office says the training is voluntary and comes at no cost to the schools. Earlier this year, the governor announced a push for AI to play a larger role in state government operations. Gerardo Zavala, Cap Radio News.
And finally, Californians with rooftop solar panels will have to wait for more court decisions before they see any increase in the compensation they get from utilities. This comes after a California Supreme Court ruling this week. According to CalMatters, Californians with solar get paid by utility companies for the excess energy they create. But a few years ago, the California Public Utilities Commission slashed these compensation rates by about 75%. The commission said the reduction was to offset what it saw as unfairly high subsidies to solar customers. Now, a lower court will have to decide what's fair. And those were your headlines for Friday, August 8th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.